Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And when people break, that makes me laugh.
Oh, me too, though. I love a break.
There's people known just for being the biggest break artist.
Yeah. I like the break.
Jimmy Fallon, one of the big ones.
He was awful. Nah, he's too bad.
Yeah.
But he was so bad, it became part of
But I still be laughing. Like, when he was breaking in the cowbell joint. Yeah.
More cowbell.
He was breaking. And then they had SNL had a sketch recently where, what's his name from The Mandalorian was the host?
Pedro Pascal. Uh-huh.
He could not hold it together like the whole sketch. Mm-hmm. And the girl, what's her name, Ebo?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that steak one?
She was cutting steak at the table. He could not hold his shit for nothing.
Did you see this one?
Antonio Banderas trying to get some butt.
They used to also do things like they tell the audience, like don't laugh when these guys come out to do this sketch.
Really?
Yeah, just because they shot it all week, like was pitching all week, the sketch, and Keem's like, no, that ain't fucking funny. Nah. And they're like, all right, fuck it. We'll do it.
I saw a clip where
David Allen wanted to do
the chicken.
I was so wrong, bro.
Sabotage.
Sabotage.
It'd be sabotage.
I know he was hot.
Yeah.
I know David Allen was hot, bro.
Yeah, it was greatness amongst, like, great friends do stuff like that.
Because he was rehearsing this thing. He was doing this whole song and dance thing. And he was into it.
Yeah.
And then you just start seeing his little chickens behind him. You hear the crowd laughing. He's probably like, I knew it worked, right?
Yeah.
I knew they loved this.
Oh,
and then
man.
The chickens go, and then you just see he turns around and Keenan come out. I bet he was like, all right.
I'm gonna get y'all back.
Oh, the payback would be
revenge.
Awful.
Sketch
but
shows.
That's the beauty. Well, that's the beauty of a set anyway. Sketches, television. We're always like that on all the TV shows.
I know I'd be trash in a sketch show.
Why?
Because I was in an improv group once and I was Break City. Like, it was one time I had to turn my back.
I
couldn't stop laughing. Like, the dude, because he did something I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Because he was like, we were doing some part, and on his part, he was supposed to come out the back with like a mask on. And like, just be like, whatever, right? He comes out the back. He had put a dildo strap on, so it was full on. And then he started doing ballet, and I was like,
okay,
because I didn't know that he was gonna do that. And he hit the corner. And I had a mask on, so I just turned my back, but you could just see my shoulders because I couldn't stop laughing.
You just got like out emotion. You got like,
and he was like when he was doing his back, he would turn and face the touch it.
You get to
and
see
he was that. Getting closer to me.
Oh wow!
And I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it at all.
You get to see like representations of each person's like neighborhood. Pretty much when you go to like an acting class, because there's little jokes that every block has that you're like, I didn't see it that way. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was cool the way you came. That's where the biggest laughs come to for me.
Yeah.
Like that would have caught me off guard. But, okay.
I didn't see that coming at all, bro. It was a wreck. And he didn't do it none of the rehearsals. He didn't do it.
He was just waiting for game time.
And I was like, I'm done.
I
didn't do nothing I was supposed to do. I just turned my back.
I was going to say, when I seen Vera DeMilo, I didn't I didn't know it was gonna be that.
The outfit.
I did, yeah, the little pigtail.
Yeah,
the voice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
She was so gross to me.
That was great.
That was the bodybuilder one, right?
No,
she's
like,
the female bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I thought she was like a Xena warrior.
Oh, that's when she spit in Keenan's face.
Type of character.
Yeah, progressed too.
Oh, that's fit.
There's different ones, but I think she was introduced as a female bodybuilder.
Yeah, because I remember she swallowed the rocks of steroids. I mean,
she'd always do that belly.
Oh, yeah.
Jim.
That dude is great, bro.
I was killing in junior high, going to school with all them jokes. Watch me. All right, then. Like, man, where he come up with this?
Where he come up?
Craig don't play that.
Homie the Clown's my favorite character from the movie.
Craig was ripping.
2 months later, they're like,
until the show came out. Hey, you stole all that. They stole it from me.
Who's your favorite character from The Living Color?
My favorite character?
Mine would be, oh, it's a close tie. It's this character named Frenchie that Keenan did.
Very early on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, with the Jerry Curl.
With the Jerry Curl. And he was funny. To the parties. Him,
yeah.
He was funny.
And then Damon as Homie.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Said I was just into my black phase and reading Malcolm and all that. And I was like, oh, he telling them like it is. And they laughing.
You get the message in there at the same time.
I'm trying to think.
I watched the Watch Mojo list of the top 20 in Living Color sketches of all time, and they had Homie as number one.
You kind of have to, don't you?
Yeah, he was a
What else? Men On?
Well,
Men On Film was my favorite five. Sketches.
Yeah.
Because the shit they used to say and do. Was just,
but
and
then, that could be your character, though. I mean, you could pick them as
they
your
were
favorite.
Funny. And then when he went character. Straight that one episode.
Yo, get off me, man.
Man, no, then he got hit by so the and then he got hit again. His bows.
But I love the tight end.
It was so many was jokes so within Men on Film.
Moby
not offensive.
Dick, man. Right.
Not offensive, inclusive.
Right.
It's a whale of a tail.
Man.
That's wild, bro.
Wild.
Damon's hat with a little curl.
Oh, man.
It was so ridiculous. That used to make me laugh.
You would
hard.
See Damon break, but Damon Allegra, I've never seen him break in a sketch.
Oh, yeah. He
I never saw him
for
break.
Most part.
A lot of the stuff they did actually went into the gay culture.
Mm-hmm.
Where what, that's why it wasn't
two
offensive.
Snaps in a
yeah,
bro.
It, it just moved on.
They were like,
okay,
we like
yeah.
this. Two snaps in the circle.
Right
with
let's get it.
In Z formation. They was killing, bro.
I'm trying to think what else.
What's your favorite, Chad?
The head detective used to make me laugh.
Oh,
the head detective used to kill me because he had when he would hold his badge.
Yeah.
Handyman was my guy.
Handyman.
I can't tell you the amount of times that I went to school and was handyman. Yeah. And
for Halloween or just on the regular?
Just on Tuesday.
I just going and like you gotta look back at it now, but man, I was killing, bro.
Yeah,
I
everybody
was
that went
killing
to
doing handyman. Oh man, I'll come into school the next day. Yeah, just fall over. I'll out of my chair like I'm about to go fly.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Did the white kids at your school watch him Living Color?
Probably not. I don't know. Probably not. I think everybody did actually, bro. It was
because
when Jim Carrey, I remember Let Me Tell You Something being everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Let
me tell
he
you.
He was funny too.
Oh, that Marshall Bill. So
up there for me too.
That's like, yeah. So I remember that being like huge.
That was
so probably because I do remember white kids doing that as well, like growing up. So absolutely, probably was a thing. What's up, Kente?
What's up, y'all?
How you doing, man?
Kente Scott
got here.
He was not late.
He was late.
He ain't late.
He owed that money. Put that in there.
He was here. He left as soon as we started.
Yeah. He said, "Y'all press start."
Oh yeah. Let me get it.
Who's your
Hollywood interest?
What's your favorite character from The Living Color?
Oh man, it was so many. I did love Fire Marshal Bill. I did him on my answer machine. Hey, my master. It was too much time. Loved Handyman. What was the one that Jim Carrey used to do where he was the bodybuilder?
Bear DeMilo.
We were just talking about that.
DeMilo? Yeah. Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first season, all of them. The first two seasons, it had no misses.
Funky Finger Production.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there, man.
Funky Finger Production.
Give him a card. He was always playing.
You
all
know
like
what? I'm fresh out.
Right.
That was so cool, bro. I'm fresh out.
And then
you knew it was coming.
I love my
right
dude
here
too. Was David Allen Greer's when it was collard greens, pick him up. He'd be like, yeah. I made a song about it when he hit.
Oh, yeah. He was hella funny.
Yeah. Calhoun Tubbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Calhoun Tubbs. Because he was an asshole.
Yeah.
I remember he sung at a mental hospital one time. Oh my God.
Don't
I was like,
fun.
Bro.
All right.
Read the room. Like he was just one dude tried to hang himself. Like,
and the diner, I still say random stuff from there. I'd be like, collard greens make my feast.
night. Pick it up. Yep. Pick it up. Like,
what are you snacking talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
When I don't know how many Chris times got she a hairy did booty. It, but when Kim played Grace Jones,
yes,
I heard them one time. Yes. Yes.
Don't you like me, Harvey?
When her and David did Cephas and Reese's,
man,
that was the best.
That was the best.
How many times she only did it once?
They did that twice. They did the Christmas songs. Yeah, and they did the original song.
But I'm talking about the Grace Jones. She only did it once. Grace, on the date with Marlon.
I think it was. Was it with Tommy she was on the date with? No, that was.
I remember she ordered alligator. What do you want, alligator? God
damn. And she got it herself?
Don't you like me, Harvey?
That shit. Me and my brother still say that shit. Don't you like me, Harvey?
I like Oswald Bates.
What was that?
Yeah. He was the one.
Oh, Damon, the smart dude.
Ex-con.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My man was in the courts. The dude grabbed him. He's like, undouche me, man. That's bad, bro. When you watch him as a kid, they just sound funny. Yeah, I mean, one time he was like, "Yeah, let me pontificate the clitoris."
Yeah,
I said, "Bro,
there's one where he having a conversation with Keenan over the phone. Mad funny."
Yeah, my dad.
He's like, "You are Metamucil."
My dad found that sketch more funny when he would talk to my uncle on the phone. Like, he would call from because all the niggas do all they would do is read.
Right.
All my uncle did was read and play Scrabble. So he was all you. So when the sketch came out and then he would call the house, they'd be like, "You have a collect call from him." You know what I mean? My dad would
put it on speaker.
My dad would be in tears because he'd be like, he used big words like all the time. And he was like, "That's how they really talk."
That's when Tyson came back from jail.
Yeah. I think Paige Kennedy served time because he'd be using big words.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He
went to film
outside of London. Around, everybody else went to jail. London be looking for words.
Yeah, he does.
I had to look up one of London. I'm like, is this a real word?
Yeah, he do it. He one of them for real.
Oh,
for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Words is funny, man.
That's funny.
We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. I ain't done the intro in a long time.
Yeah, we not been doing
it. The intro.
You gotta do it hard. You gotta do it, bro.
Well, I gotta,
what do you
come
do?
On. No, every time.
I don't want to. Pow! Take shot!
I'll be waiting for it.
What happened?
It's Craig wants to do the Jamaican behind it, right?
Jamaican. Oh, okay.
But then he'll do it all quiet. And so he's just like,
man,
shoot.
Go in.
He's like, shoot us.
Oh, that, when you hear it, you hear it.
Okay.
Shoot us. Oh, you can hear it on the.
Yeah. I be saying shit that I know y'all don't watch the show because I'm like,
yeah, right.
I said, that shit dead in the mic.
Nah.
Shout out to the Chatsworth, man. We appreciate y'all for being up in here talking and chatting and having a good time hanging out. Jamie is Wanda. Some of y'all picked.
Oh, shit. Trail. I forgot y'all said. I thought y'all been saying Chatsworth. This whole
Chatsworth.
Shit. I've been giving you credit. I was like, man, they all here for Chaz.
I feel like, thank you for recognizing my contribution.
Took it back.
Tony was right.
The Chatsworth. You know what I'm saying? They in here, man.
The Chatsworth.
The Chatsworth.
Big Tough.
He thought it was his crew.
Yeah,
I
was
like, yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. It's not a DC crazy question. It's just a question because I was on live before this. When does lunch, dinner, and breakfast depend on when you wake up or is it set times?
What you want to eat.
Because let's say you start your day at 5 a.m. Yeah. Your breakfast at 5. Your lunch is at 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's if you're working at General Motors.
Is that what I'm saying? So
take your lunch, Johnny.
He had the whistle. Woo! So like
lunch time.
When is your is it just set times, like from here to here? Or is it your day?
It's set times because I feel like you can't say I'm having lunch at 8 p.m.
Unless you work the night shift.
Even if you work the night shift, people just gonna be like,
you get a lunch break if you work overnight. You never had an overnight shift?
And they don't call it a midnight snack.
No, you take your lunch.
At work, they always gonna say lunch.
Yeah.
They always gonna say that no matter what.
Some people eat five times a day.
Yeah.
But I think people in general, they're gonna be like, when they think lunch, they're gonna think of a certain time in the middle of the day.
What's the time frame? 11 to 1?
I'd say like 11 to like
2.
That's brunch. We throwing brunch in there and supper? Because we're going to go country. You got to go all of it. You got to go brunch, supper. They got it.
Because I was having a snack on live. And it was like, it's 10:30 and you eating chips. I was like, but I had breakfast at 7.
But what was you? Oh, you just, that's just a snack.
Yeah. So I said it was a snack. I think we agreed on snack.
Yeah. Snack don't have no time.
But breakfast, you know, get all.
Let's do it. And you're right.
Breakfast is your first meal you have after you wake up.
Right. Break
fast.
There's no time.
The rest
I intermittent fast. I don't call it breakfast when I'm eating at 3 p.m. for the first time.
It is, though.
It is. Technically, it's me breaking my fast. Yeah. I'm not saying had a smoothie.
That's your breakfast.
Yeah, it's your breakfast.
Nah.
Because I said, I didn't get up for breakfast till midnight. I mean, noon.
Yeah. But that's still breakfast?
breakfast. You just push everything back if you start late.
Breakfast is about noon. I'm reading the chat.
So is tea considered breakfast? If you wake up to some tea, is that your breakfast?
If that's what you have, I think it's food has to be a thing.
You put nothing in there, but that's it.
You got crackers.
What you putting in your tea?
You put scrambled eggs in
your tea.
I think it has to be food because like a smoothie counts as breakfast. That's like food.
Definitely food. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But like, if you just have,
I don't think you just had tea, no counts.
Water, tea,
and
coffee.
Then I don't eat again until
tea is just
like
water.
Three.
Yeah.
No, I got this, the herbs in it.
Yeah, you be drinking the herbs?
Herb water.
It filters
in. Do you
in.
Drink the herbs?
Sometimes with a bag
break. You
sure?
I'm looking for help.
With a bag break.
You know when you get this.
I'm drinking the particles.
I've done it on accident before.
Yeah, accidental, sure. But
what about like what about like a protein shake or something? That counts as breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Because I feel like...
You're full.
That's in the smoothie lane.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's still a liquid.
But you
how your liquid better than my liquid?
Because it got stuff in it.
Literally just, there's nothing in the tea except the essence of the...
Essence of the leaves.
Well, protein shake, you actually
powder.
Putting a
there's
powder
something
in
there.
It, it could be a meal replacement protein shake.
So what about coffee then?
Coffee is absolutely nothing.
Coffee's like
you gotta have something with it.
Coffee
and donuts.
You put scrambled eggs in that coffee. Yeah. Then we cook. You put scrambled eggs in that. We breakfast.
What about like an Ensure or something like that? Does that count?
I don't know what Ensure
is. Oh, but that's a meal replacement.
Yeah,
because
it's a meal replacement.
But not the little one. You gotta get the big one.
Not the little one should count if it's all meal replacement.
That don't mean
it's calories.
Maybe you don't eat a
snack replacement.
You know?
How many calories is in the tea?
Ooh. Zero for
three.
Sure. Zero for sure.
You got to take calories into consideration,
And
too,
I'm sure
sometimes.
Honey don't. How many calories in honey?
Well, honey has some calories.
Honey,
so.
Honey
has
calories. Very little, but some calories.
See, I'm putting honey
sugar.
In there. You know, people live off honey for a little
you
bit of time.
You put milk and honey in there?
No, I don't put milk in there, but I do put some honey, some lemon
I do
in
say,
there.
Like, if I have milk breakfast for dinner, I always say breakfast for dinner, because it's the breakfast genre for dinner.
Yeah.
Brenner?
But if you're having... breakfast at dinner
but
time,
it's breakfast
but
food.
It's not right. But it's not just, breakfast food.
But it's the genre. It's
let's say you have your breakfast, right? Your breakfast,
breaking the fast.
It's chicken, right? Chicken and mashed potatoes,
uh-huh.
Right? It's your first meal is at 5 p.m.
Yeah,
it's your dinner for breakfast.
Cause dinner. That's you why it's dinner. I'm with you, Chad.
You see?
See how that works?
You have lasagna for breakfast?
I mean, maybe.
Writer's Guild type
dinner?
Shit.
Hey, writer's Guild. That's why we on strike,
breakfast.
Baby.
So dinner for breakfast is lasagna at breakfast time?
Unless you got turkey bacon in it.
What if you have like an egg burger, but it's a patty, just got an egg on it?
Oh. It's called a breakfast burger.
You mean like a fat burger with egg?
Yeah, it's just, let's say you went to In-N-Out and then threw a fried egg on it.
I feel like it's just a burger.
It's called a breakfast burger.
No way.
They do have
breakfast burgers has the sausage or bacon.
Yeah.
An egg.
Because Red Robin has a burger with an egg on it. They'll call it the breakfast burger.
Does the bun count? Does it need to be an English muffin or a bagel or something?
I think that does change.
I feel like that plays a factor.
I think that changes.
I feel like bagels and English muffins represent breakfast.
Yeah, if it's a
muffin or a croissant.
You're in a breakfast.
That's a breakfast sandwich. Yeah.
If y'all find a spot with a burger on a biscuit,
Jesus Christ.
I've never even heard of that.
I don't know
about the burger.
Incredible when you said that.
Yo,
like,
why not?
You're on
to something. Let's do that.
That should have been here.
Why is that not a thing? As fat as America is, that's not a thing.
They only do chicken.
Don't nobody got no burger biscuits?
Burger
man, down. That would be life.
I feel like down south they got
this
something.
Is how
they
this,
got to have that.
This is like the beginning of a Sunday. We go 20 years later, like, well, that's our burger biscuits chain starting.
Explain to me what a burger biscuit is.
Huh?
Explain to me what it is.
Again. This is a hamburger with a biscuit.
But instead of buns, biscuit.
Biscuit? Oh, I feel like that has to be a thing. But it's probably like restaurant specific.
Yeah, not a sausage.
Not a sausage, though. Like a burger biscuit.
No, I know what you said. So everything on it is like the contents of a burger. But biscuit.
Yeah.
Can I get a double bacon burger biscuit?
I feel like.
Oh, I'm in!
I feel like somebody
had
to do it.
I couldn't even
follow that. How come this ain't out here?
I'm in there.
I'm in there on this. I'm going to do that this
weekend. I'll come back to me.
I might do it when I get home.
I'm going to do it this weekend.
I will come back to me.
Let's do it now.
The only thing is the biscuits don't be like the size of them. I think that really be the problem because the
We'll figure that out.
You just make the biscuit.
You got to make your own biscuit.
Just shut up and eat your big ass biscuit.
You got to make your own
burger.
Homemade biscuit burgers.
Oh my God.
Or make the burger patty smaller.
No.
Yeah.
No,
you could, because then it's like a slider.
It's like
slider. Oh! Biscuits! Oh!
Wait, a burger biscuit?
That's two things on the menu. That's two things on the menu.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
We got to do that.
Biscuit sliders.
Come on, baby. Come on.
I want a double biscuit.
Man, I want in on this.
Y'all got another biscuit in between the two biscuits.
Because I'm already a biscuit head. This is
breakfast is my
biscuit slider.
Biscuit sliders.
I just thought of a church's biscuit.
Come on. Oh, that'd be fine.
With the church's biscuits?
That'd be fine. I'm not mad at eat.
No.
The possibility.
Keon left us already.
I did. I zoned out. I ain't moved us, bro. Hey, yeah. I was thinking about the possibilities. Woo. Like, what would I put on it?
Lord Jesus. Where can they go again, man? What's going on?
I think he's taking calls or something.
Okay.
No, I think he went to make a biscuit
if he
burger.
Went to make a biscuit burger.
What if he came back in here with a biscuit burger?
I would kiss him
I
in the mouth.
I had something in the car.
So excited.
I was already working on this. Now
I'm glad to say something, man.
Y'all got until Thursday to patent it.
Man.
All right.
That's a good-ass time right there.
Ooh. Oh, my.
I'm gonna try that.
I'll be top that for the rest of the episode.
That's it. We might as well just. All right, where you at, Chris?
I'm sleepy after talking about that.
Man,
I got the itis.
Biscuit burger.
Come on, baby.
Dang.
I love that.
HelloFresh should do that. HelloFresh should do a biscuit burger.
They should. Let's do it. HelloFresh,
please
Hello
do it.
Fresh.
This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. And seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cook easy, fun, effective, you know what I mean, efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Come on.
I'm a big fan. As you guys know, I use it. I think we all use it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I use it. I'm at a point now, the last one I got, I didn't even look at the instructions.
He was like that. What is
in the zone? Huh?
Yeah, I don't even look. Oh. Once I see what it is, I already know which way you're gonna have me do these potatoes. Which way you're gonna have me do these vegetables? Hey. Which like I'm good. And I've been playing with stuff too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been changing. Like if I see they sauce, I'll be like, I don't want that sauce.
Okay.
I'm gonna add this to my sauce. Make it a little cherry glaze.
Okay.
Versus I'm having a good time with it.
Come on now.
And it gives you everything you need. And you could split it. You could get the family meal. You split that up. You can make different meals with one meal. Change it.
I love that.
Yeah.
The remixing and then reconstructing.
I love that.
Man.
And HelloFresh does more than just dinners. Not only can you pick from 40 weekly recipes, but you can choose from 100 items to round out your order. From snacks to easy lunches to desserts. They got desserts now and pantry necessities. Everything arrives in one box on delivery day that you choose. No more scouting the grocery store for that one ingredient to complete your recipe. Like everything's just there. You ain't got to go look for no time and things of that nature. You know, I hate looking for that.
It's got time for time.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for time. Everything's quick and easy, man. And if you look at it, what you're doing, you're saving 25%. It's cheaper than takeout.
25% is a good time.
You know Keon talking dirty,
man. Yeah, you know about that money saving, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. So go to HelloFresh.com/issue16 and use the code issue16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping.
16 free meals?
16 free meals plus free shipping. All right, so that's HelloFresh.com/issue16 and use the code issue16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping.
That's a good time, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan.
Damn fool would have to take that.
You gotta be.
They got some questions up in the chat.
What they talking about?
So to piggyback off the biscuit burger,
let's bring it back.
Ashley J87 asks, would you still do fries or hash browns with the biscuit burger?
Say
would you
time?
Do fries or hash browns?
I'm doing double fried hash brown fries.
I'm going hash browns with the biscuit.
I'm doing hash brown fries.
I'm going home fries.
No, they ain't the choice.
Well, it's fries, right?
Well,
but it's just the wedges.
Hash browns or fries.
Yeah, it's just the
No, it's a different.
Because if you go to Wendy's and get breakfast, they have like the fries that are like the wedges.
Oh, you're talking about the wedges?
Yeah.
Oh, those fries.
Those kind of fries, right?
Yeah, those are fries.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
So I don't think y'all know what I'm talking about. I said hash brown fries. That's when you get the hash brown thing. You cut it up and fry it like French fries.
You refry the hash fries.
Why everybody got to be
that's
remixed?
That's a lot of work.
I don't know what that is.
Man, it's just the chop.
I'm not going to go with hash browns because hash browns solo, honestly, are kind of like whatever.
Mid.
I like my hash browns mixed with the eggs.
I like to put my hash brown in the burger, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fries.
I'm
going
to go hash. And you must not have had a cheesy top.
Yeah, no, we were talking about a biscuit burger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that? Y'all was real excited. I had to step up. My father ain't at my house, so
he keeps asking hella questions.
Where the remote?
How you turn on the Wi-Fi? It's already on.
You see my phone?
Kenta, your house went off. I'll turn it back on. My house went off? Yeah, the whole thing. Everything.
What happens to your parents when they get old and they just can't?
Man,
my dad acts like he never has done anything. Yeah. I'm like, you raised four boys. Yes. How do you not? So I need to go get the car washed. I said, well, go get it washed.
And
well, how do I get to the dad? Yeah. You have the phone.
You got the app on the phone with the map.
And two, it's around the corner. So yeah. I make a right on dad. Just you functioned for 58 years. Why do you act like you're helpless now?
And then he won't. Pops, he got a iPhone, because you know we get one. He want one. He on Facebook typing with one finger, but he want every app I got. Like I'm playing Marvel Strike Force. What is that right there?
I want that.
Can you get that on my phone, Pops? You don't play video games. What are we doing?
Maybe I would if you help me, boy.
Play it for me. You gonna do like the little kid head up? Okay, play it for him. Give me to the next level.
They go completely helpless.
So that's
and I wonder if it's a dad thing. Cause my mom don't do that.
Moms have more pride in that. They be holding it in. Like my mom's. You won't do it until I come to her house. Mm. And then she'd be like, okay, I'm glad you came. I need you to fix all this left side of the house. It ain't been working for 3 weeks. But she won't ever say it out loud. Like, she won't say it in public. If her phone don't work, she just not going to get the calls.
I used to love and hate visiting my grandma's house because I knew I had to go do some shit.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, let me just go. Hey, Granny. Hey, how you doing? You want some tea? Sure, Granny. You know what? I was in the back. I got it.
She was waiting for you.
You know, I got it.
She was waiting for your ass.
Okay, so sorry. Tangent. So fries
hash browns?
Hash browns with your biscuit burger.
Ooh. Man, that's like,
I'm trying to think about it. Think it tastes. Tasty.
Because it's halfway breakfast.
I'm hungry.
Halfway lunch.
Yeah, I got hungry while we talking about this.
I like hash browns, but I only put syrup on my hash browns. I can't eat
hash
browns.
You put syrup on your hash
browns? Yeah, I'm a ketchup.
Delicious. I can't do the ketchup.
Ketchup and hot sauce.
Because to me, I could do ketchup on my fries because that's a lunch fry.
Okay.
But it's a breakfast hash brown.
Okay.
It's up in there with the bacon and the
pancakes.
So
you put syrup on your McDonald's hash brown?
Oh, for sure.
Some people put jelly on it.
Oh, for sure.
I've seen that.
Only jelly if I can't find the syrup.
I haven't done it, but I've seen some people put jelly on their hash brown.
I'm ketchup. If it's a potato, I'm doing ketchup.
But you put ketchup in the morning with breakfast food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a tomato.
I do hot sauce and ketchup.
What you're saying makes a ton of sense.
Thank you.
Like this, I never thought about it like this, but you're like, yo, my breakfast stuff and my breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
Ketchup. What you doing with my breakfast food?
Exactly.
You don't go with my breakfast food.
Mess up my breakfast palate.
Syrup belongs here. That makes a ton of sense.
At a certain time.
But I used to didn't like when if we had
I was scientific.
Like pancakes or waffles with breakfast. Mm-hmm. I didn't like syrup touching anything.
Oh,
I'm like put plates. The waffles over here and pancakes over here and my eggs, hash brown, bacon, all that stuff. I want it like because to me it was savory. Like savory sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it crossover.
I had a full
now the grits, you can put that in the middle. I don't care.
Yeah. Let them fight over it.
Syrup. I had a whole little syrup puddle on the plate. Just everything.
Hash browns and syrup.
That makes sense. I get the logic.
I get the logic.
I mean,
but with potatoes, I
don't like
I just the
judgment
ketchup.
Behind. I get the logic.
But I mean,
I
went straight to baked potato with syrup on it. It was like, ew.
No, see, because it's a baked potato. It's
that's
a different consistency.
Thing. But that's a back on your back mashed dinner.
Potato. It's potato
and
potato.
What about home fries? Potato. That's a both.
Home fries, I leave alone.
Okay.
Home fries.
Nothing.
Because I can't. It'd be like, I just leave
it. He gets blown. He's just his body jiggling. What happened? He looked at the home fries.
Home fries and
syrup.
Syrup
and ketchup, man. He went out.
Your dad called Kente. You off. you off. I get
reset
back
yourself.
So he said, did you pick?
I said, no, I didn't. I was stuck. With a
hash browns,
a biscuit burger.
A biscuit burger. Okay, that's like
biscuit burger. What you
so
have
then,
with it?
That's like a beef patty. I'm gonna go hash browns, sir.
Okay, so you're going full breakfast, George?
Yeah, because I got to put
you
jelly
hash
on
browns.
The
hash brown fries.
Get it. What is hash brown fries?
Greg, what's that?
Man,
hash brown, McDonald's hash brown, chopped fries.
I'm
going
fries.
Because
when I in my head, my burger is gonna be like a burger. I'm putting everything on it.
Hey, grilled onions. I'm so excited. I can't stop moving.
So you gonna disrespect the biscuit and make it a bun?
I'm gonna try it both ways. Yeah. I said honestly.
I'm trying honestly, to get the double fry on it, like Rally's. Y'all don't get the double fry. Rally got the best fries in the world. Or
they got amazing
fries.
They got amazing
fries. Never ate the double fry.
Never ate there.
What?
What?
I've been seeing it all the time,
bro. It's good. You just go for the fries.
There's a Rally's in Glendale?
Yeah. It's still there.
There's Rally's on the street from
there. There was one in Santa Monica. I don't know if it's still there.
Just go get some fries, man. Just check it out.
I'm going to try it out.
Tonight. The fries, bro.
You okay?
Tonight.
You got
it. I don't like the way the burger called the Big Buford. Never sounded like
Buford.
Yeah, that's what they're Big Buford.
Yep. They named that after.
I think that's why I didn't get it because I didn't like the name.
The Big Buford sounds
Buford?
Off. Yeah. That doesn't sound
sounds like a racist truck driver.
Big, Big Buford.
But they, yeah, okay, try the fries.
Definitely.
Fries. Yeah, they're better than everybody?
They're up there.
They're up there for sure.
Okay.
You know whose fries surprised me recently? Some months ago, I had Wendy's fries, and I was like,
they changed it.
They've been good for a while,
though. They've been good for a while.
I've been out the game. I was like, hey, these are solid.
Yeah. Oh, they did commercials and everything for them.
Like, but Wendy's has the worst burgers.
Yeah, their burgers.
Their burgers are trash.
Yeah. The chicken strips.
Good. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I agree with that.
I had it recently.
Wendy's burgers.
They're better than McDonald's burgers.
I mean, oh, yeah. Probably, but I haven't had McDonald's.
Nobody counts.
I'm just going off the price.
No, you got to count McDonald's.
They're terrible.
You got to count them. Though. They're the big dogs.
They're just there.
I said I was just going off the price. I thought you would go off the price and. Wendy's menu, the junior bacon Wendy's, cheeseburger, the nugget. Oh, man, they still at 99
Biggie,
cents.
Biggie 5? No, it's not. The best price.
Was it $1.19?
You can still get the 4 for $4, right?
No.
$4 for $5.
They done with
it? The inflation got it.
They got a 2 for $5.
They got a $5 Biggie bag. Everybody got 2 for $5. And then they got a $6 Biggie bag.
Yep.
What's in the Biggie bag for the $5?
The same stuff. The nuggets, fries.
So they just went up $1.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's still price. Oh, that's right. Well, the boys, they want that on my set.
That's a good-ass price.
That's not bad.
Your kids ask for Wendy's?
Wendy's or Burger King. When they get they so Burger? Fridays, you know, I'm just like every other parent on earth. I ain't cooking. So what y'all want? And they usually go Wendy's or Burger King.
No pizza or nothing?
Well, they pizza it's is so special? It's always a birthday. Like they eat so much pizza. Yeah.
Pizza is an event food,
right? Yeah. For kids, yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's just it's like the birthday party every weekend or after the baseball game, somebody bring pizza because it's like it's just so much pizza. Probably it's like enough pizza.
We got popular kids.
Man, they just do too many activities. Yeah. You do enough activities, you just meet everyone.
I remember them days.
That's true.
I had to take them everywhere.
I'll be trying to keep busy. Low. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
It's Activity McGee. Like, he has 2 games this weekend.
Damn.
Was it baseball season?
2 games, and then there was a birthday party last weekend, and it's just always.
They got double-headed? Cool uniforms? Something. What team are you playing for?
Last year he was the Dodgers, this year he's the Angels.
The Angels don't have no good uniforms.
Have the Angels ever won at all?
I don't think so.
No,
they beat the Giants with Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they 7 games.
Yeah.
With Pujols. I remember that.
So they pitching, got a title.
No.
Pujols pitching. You mean the guy that hit 700-some home runs?
No, but they had Pujols at the time.
Yeah. They
I think he was on the team.
Yep. Yeah. When they won?
Yeah.
No.
No.
He didn't win with him?
No.
No. Okay. No, he could have came later. He was on the Cardinals then.
They've been hot garbage with Pujols.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they won?
It's a big deal in baseball. Like, that's
the A's ever won?
Who?
Yeah, they won the 80s.
The who?
I don't know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I don't be keeping up with baseball.
Wait, didn't they have that?
Because the earthquake changed the World Series.
Yeah.
So they had to delay game, so then the A's pitchers were able to pitch again.
And then they won some with Reggie Jackson back in the 70s. Yeah. Just watched his documentary. I didn't know the A's been cheap, like the owner been cheap.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So every Cali team has won.
Yep.
The Giants have won. Dodgers won.
Yep.
A's and the Angels
got one. Yep.
That's all of them? Four.
Yeah, it's 4. Yeah, that's it. That's
no, the Padres.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's cold. I forgot about the Padres.
Did they win with Winfield?
No, I don't think
I know Winfield played for him.
So I don't think Tony Gwynn
did play for him.
I just recently found out Tony Gwynn was drafted into the league, NBA.
Oh, for real?
My brother was sending me. So they was like, did you know, like, they were sending me all the athletes who could have did anything. Oh, like, I didn't know Danny Ainge was, like, All-American in football, baseball, and basketball. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I know he got drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays in baseball.
And then, obviously, you know, a lot of the quarterbacks could have played baseball.
Yeah, all of them. they all be getting
then
drafted.
Then Dave Winfield got drafted by NBA, multiple sports. Yeah.
There was a bunch of athletes.
I'm like, damn, they was just athletes. Yep. They could have played. And it's a difference between if you play all 3 sports in, like, college. Professional?
Yeah.
Like, that's you good.
Yeah.
Like, right. You really good.
Tom Brady was the same. He could have went and played baseball.
What's the other dude, not Bo Jackson, that went to Auburn? Frank Thomas. He played on the football team. And the baseball
team. He looked like a
football
player.
Yeah, he was tight end.
The fact that he played baseball, I was like, you're in the wrong place, buddy.
But they give him longevity, though.
Yeah,
sure
he
did.
Like, he made the right choice.
Yeah, but who gave a lineman a bat?
Big Hurt. He be doing them commercials now. Yeah, for some kind of
him and Doug.
Oh Lee. Yeah, yeah.
And your woman will thank you right. for it.
Yeah, some kind of just ask me the big testosterone.
They be asking them yep. so frank.
Because I'd be hurting too. It'd be squirting.
Whoa.
What if he said that?
Then he got the little thing.
That's the best line though. They, you need to write for them. Send that in.
All this goat talk be ruining history of sports.
Oh, for sure.
Like, for all these players, the first ones I heard of was like Barry Sanders and Dion.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of players before that.
Right.
Barry's that's a goat. So. Great.
What?
Yeah, I'm always going
to. Oh, running back.
Only
wait, what did Barry play other than football?
Only because you're from Detroit. Well,
I'm always
football
say
and baseball.
Barry.
Yeah.
He didn't play
my
baseball.
Favorite running back.
I didn't know that. Oh, you think no, about Bo Jackson.
Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson, yeah.
Bo Jackson,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But Barry, I don't Sanders. Know. Yeah, I was about to say Barry yeah. Sanders.
Barry Sanders is your favorite
running back of all time.
Oh, mine too.
So? All time.
Mine
yeah.
too. I'm
even
surprised.
Over?
Yeah. Over Peyton. I'm surprised
yeah.
for you.
Ew. I'm gonna go with Barry Sanders.
Over Herschel?
Did you say ew?
Why would I put Herschel?
I said
ew.
No, you didn't. You said
Chicago. So Walter Payton would be his
guy. I like Barry Sanders. He like my fourth.
That was like
really four?
Four?
Who you got in front of?
Earl Campbell. Walter Payton.
Sausages.
I like, and I'm talking about how I like watching them run. Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders.
Eric Dickerson wasn't no joke.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson is fire.
Fix your face.
Earl Campbell.
I'm not
going
to fix my face.
Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell.
Hey, man, Earl Campbell.
He let off strong.
Tree chunk
yeah.
legs.
Yeah, he was a Houston Oilers fan.
Chris Nikoye.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I remember him.
Service.
I remember him. Earl but Barry, Campbell. I'm not putting Barry behind.
Hey.
None of them.
Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell was a beast. He just... Got, he just hurt
his like
too much.
Barbecue.
There's only two hey, people who can go behind.
LT,
Barry can go behind, LT? And that's
Peyton
and 60s. What's his name?
Jim Brown, definitely
yeah.
over Barry.
So only two people I'll ever
Jim
let
Brown,
somebody.
Yeah, that's respect.
Yeah. I just have to see them play
not
against
Barry?
Brothers. I can't.
Who?
Anybody from any sport? Any sport?
No. Jim Brown is Derrick Henry now.
Yeah,
he was Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson wrapped into one. That there's.
You AP watch. Up there too. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
AP's
he doesn't
up there.
Get the appreciation for
he
some
doesn't.
Reason anymore. But for one point in time, he was the best running back for 10 years straight.
Oh yeah,
damn. He's way up
AP
there.
Was a beast.
Coming off injuries too. Yep. They didn't know coming out of Oklahoma.
Came back and had an MVP year.
Right. Yeah. He was.
Damn.
I was like, why?
Yeah, didn't he get suspended for like a year for spanking his child, and then
yeah,
came back
like
and
that.
Did his thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. still had a solid yeah. career after that.
He's still trying to play, ain't he?
He would love. He just got knocked out in boxing recently.
Oh,
did he?
Yeah. So you know.
That's the worst. Well,
that's when it's time to hang it up.
That's the worst.
Just, you come out and just get knocked out.
Y'all gonna see that George Foreman movie?
No.
I don't want to see it. I'm
either,
not interested.
I don't either.
Hey, this is how I know I didn't want to see it. When my daddy didn't want to see it.
Damn.
Pops, I was like, Pops, you want to go see that George Foreman movie?
What for?
I
don't want to see no George Foreman.
I'm not
Foreman.
Interested, man.
Yeah.
I just want to see him talk about the grill. That's what I'm more interested in.
I'm
that
interested
side.
In him.
Business
but
side.
Like seeing the dramatization of him.
Yeah,
and then he only beat like it was Michael Moore. It wasn't like he beat Mike Tyson at the time.
But he was still.
I mean, with his prime, he fought for like 40 years.
He beat Joe
no,
that was super
no.
impressive.
And his, in his
he
time,
he stopped for like 10 of them.
Yeah,
but that's what makes it even more.
That's what is crazy.
He like walked off because he was mad.
Yeah,
I mean, it was great, but I mean, movie great. Or?
Like, cause he fought in the prime of heavyweights with Norton, Ali.
Oh yeah,
Frazier. He fought in like the prime.
He was knocking everybody out, and Ali made him tired.
Man,
he made Joe Frazier dance.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I wish boxing was like it used to be, where just like the best dudes just
fight it.
Like, that's just, and it was only one belt.
Yeah.
Middleweight, heavyweight, lightweight. That's it. Like now it's
everybody got
the
a belt.
WBA, GA, flyweight, superweight. What?
Yeah.
It's like, nah,
it's
man. Just take the best eight in your group and go.
Yeah,
that's too many, man. I can't keep
like,
up with
I don't
want
to watch the Foreman movie because the character doesn't look like him anymore.
He doesn't.
That too.
That's like,
too.
Wait, I got to keep thinking, who is this?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, shit, that ain't Foreman.
Yep.
All right, keep going.
That's why I didn't watch the Mike series on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first episode and I was like,
I've never even pulled. I forgot about like, that.
Are you talking about the Michael Mike. Jackson one?
No, Mike Tyson.
Okay, because
yeah,
the flex,
he
the
look
flex,
like.
Oh, never watched
the
flex
movie.
Like, never
there's
watched
two Mikes
movie.
That you could be talking about.
No, Mike
Tyson. But also Tyson was telling people don't watch it.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So once Tyson said that, I was like, I'm out.
Anytime the person in the bio says no, I'd be like, I ain't gonna support it.
And I was like, let me watch it for a second. I was like, yep, terrible.
Because when Harriet Tubman was like, don't watch it, I was like, I ain't watching the Harriet Tubman. She said it in her picture. Don't watch my movie.
I watched that on the plane.
Did you?
How was it?
The Harriet?
It was cool.
The plane good?
So you disrespected Harriet by watching
You don't want your freedom.
I didn't watch the Tupac joint. All Which Eyes one? On Me.
Oh, that was bad.
I didn't watch it.
It didn't look good.
Yeah, it was just like
I watched it.
I never watched it.
But the movie?
Yeah.
I thought that dude did a good job.
I mean, he did. He looked like him.
Yeah. He did a good job. That's a hard guy
for sure.
To be.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, to be able to be that charismatic. That's hard.
Was he charismatic?
I thought he did a good job.
You know, on all levels, when he was happy, when he was mad, when he was sad, he was very charismatic.
He did a good job. That's how. Being Ali, being that, like, those are, like, I feel
he did a good job being Ali.
He did.
That, man,
dude that played Foreman and Ali looked just like Foreman.
Oh, yes.
He looked just
but
like
he old
Foreman.
Now. Yeah, that, yeah, he did.
You want to do it?
You know who didn't play a good Tupac? Okay.
He's like, you can play
Malcolm Mackie. Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie
played Tupac.
He was
Tupac. Yeah.
It was
in the Biggie
terrible.
Movie?
Yeah.
I watched the Biggie movie.
I did, too.
I liked the Biggie movie more than the Tupac movie.
Yeah, I feel like most people said they did, too.
And they did a good job with the characters. The characters look like everybody they was
playing. I feel like they casted Biggie
They casted Faith good.
Yeah.
They casted Lil' Kim. They did good, man. Except for Tupac.
Except for Tupac.
He's like, the beef is on. Yeah. Exactly. Don't let him look like Pop.
Derek Luke was cracking me up dancing.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Those are hard people to be, bro. Like, it's tough.
That Tupac documentary is fire.
Yeah, the documentary is good.
It is good as hell. Yeah, they digging deep. Because they digging deep not only in Pac, but just his mom, too. Mm-hmm. And everything they was doing with the Black Panthers and stuff. They digging real deep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Good.
And Alan Hughes is directing.
I was about to say.
Because he had like that, they jumped
spooked
him.
To sit by the door. He got jumped on Menace to Society.
Exactly.
Now he doing the documentary. Let me do the documentary.
Let me do the documentary and shit. But it's good, though.
Yeah.
Kenta, who's your idol? Like, in whether it's entertainment or somebody you always were like, yo, that's one of my guys.
Well, Richard Pryor.
Okay. Let's take Richard Pryor. Okay.
Yeah.
Now this is off the Flex question, right? Because Flex had a chance to play Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to say no to that. To be honest, right?
It's very easy.
If somebody came to you and was like,
very easy to say no to this, but keep going.
But if somebody came to you and was like, hey, we want you to star as Richard Pryor in the Richard Pryor movie, we're giving you, I don't know, what's a good amount of money to
don't matter.
A good $5 million.
Yeah.
Are you taking that role?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
We're gonna put some cosmetics on you.
I didn't say the acting was bad, but the little nose and the makeup
was terrible.
Threw everything off for me.
Are you doing it?
I mean. Yeah.
You gotta put on your best Richard Pryor impression.
I'm gonna try.
You're wearing your 70s bell bottoms.
I'm gonna get dragged in all the reviews.
Every scene, you're gonna have crack in your hand and an afro big mustache that looks ridiculously
and a
big. No matter how much politically he did.
Like, exactly. That was a funny sketch, too, on A Living Color when he was like, Richard Pryor is always scared.
Was that Damon?
That's Damon.
That was great. The great part about A Living Color is like half of the first season was based off of Damon Wayans' HBO special.
Brought a lot of stuff.
And Candyman was in there?
Yeah.
Most of the characters on there, because you had to come in and like Saturday Night Live, you got to come in and pitch characters. Yeah. So if you're already doing them in your stand up, you got to
down.
And next,
Anton,
we know this.
Anton,
Damon is just he just be making me laugh quick.
Anton, man, he was building his homeless his box, and he was like, "You need an adhesive." Put that right there, said, dog.
And the way he just be.
Yep. Put this booger on the wall.
Oh, and this is my toilet.
The pickle
constantly moving.
He's like, oh, this is why I'm gonna make a sky roof right here.
And then, oh, that's my toilet. And the pickle.
Oh man.
Oh, genius.
But yeah, I take that L. I play it. For $5 million, I need the money.
You taking that L, Tony, on your idol? On your
hell no.
You get cast to play Damon Wayans. And the Wayans.
I feel like
I might
be able to pull off this.
All right, see, here we go. You see how it changed?
It depends on.
Let's go, Tony.
We both bald.
Sure.
Yeah. I can go high pitch.
You both got the pointy ears.
Yep.
Come
I
on.
Feel like, I feel like I don't look like him, but I feel like enough similarity.
Yeah, they're gonna get you the little. You gotta do the boot walk, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's gonna have a club foot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta do it all. This, yeah, the thin, they're gonna thin your nose for you, so yeah. It's a little more.
I feel
narrow.
Like I could. I would give Damon a try.
There you go.
But I wouldn't give like Ali a try or like well, you know.
No, but you gotta go deep into it. Like if you do Ali, Richard Pryor, somebody that's nowhere close to you.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Jamie Foxx, they said that he, like every day he would get his eyelids glued shut so he could be the essence of Ray.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to go. Yeah, I'm hiring all the coaches.
Yeah.
All
everybody. Because
I'm taking the role. I'm taking the role.
Exactly. I'm ghosting Damon. I'm going to just be on his neck, just watching him exist. I'm going to let him.
Every day.
Who's your idol?
Me? Comedy was Damon. And then... athlete wise, my favorite players were Kevin Johnson and Ray Allen growing up.
Really? You playing Ray Allen? You got to learn to walk on stilts. You playing? They're going to give you the knee surgery.
Yeah. Ray Allen's 6'5".
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're going to get the knee surgery.
He got to get them. He got them thick ass.
Ray Allen don't get enough credit for saving the goddamn Miami Heat.
He gets more than too much credit.
I feel like he don't get the props. They put it all on LeBron.
No, they don't.
He is the reason why.
Well,
they literally say Ray Allen saved LeBron's legacy. They use Ray to shit on LeBron.
That's a different discussion because they're there because of LeBron for sure, right? Mm-hmm.
And the thing before that, like no one talks about how LeBron. How many did he score before that?
Yeah, so I'm saying like
he ran
LeBron,
up like 15 straight.
LeBron would get LeBron. You there,
15 then, straight
points, point and oh, then yeah. and then Ray hit the game winner. But he definitely gets. That's like one of the biggest. Because
they always say LeBron did it with bums. They always
well, not
say
in Miami.
Nah, that's
Miami.
What I'm saying. It's just
he gets
like,
ripped for. Who well, he Miami.
He literally he did it nowhere with bums.
And with Cleveland,
that first Cleveland team.
No,
that
Cleveland team.
No, that was the second.
That first Cleveland
team. 2018.
Oh yeah, the first team.
I'm talking about actually won something.
Ray's.
I'm talking about when
he won something.
No,
Ray's resume goes back past.
I feel like Ray
he was killing when he was
Ray
in Boston.
Don't get the credit.
He was
killing
when he was at the Bucks.
With
when
the
he was
Supersonic
in UConn.
The Bucks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's always been that dude. He's right. Deplenished his role, but he's right. always
People
been
forget
that dude.
Before he joined the Celtics, he was averaging 27 a game.
Mm-hmm.
He decided, okay, I'm going to shoot threes now only because we have this team. And then with the Heat, I'm
going
to do the same thing.
Bang on
but
cats.
The Bucks and Sonics Ray Allen
yes.
was a top five player in the NBA. He was
one of my favorites.
It was
NBA
Bucks.
Players.
It was him in college. It was him and Iverson back to back.
Right.
Where everybody's like, "Oh, these dudes is gonna be incredible."
Yeah.
Ray Allen was insane,
but he's so humble. Like he wasn't one to.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to do interviews. Man. He wasn't gonna do no interviews.
Right.
Yeah.
I like humble players a lot.
I do. I like a cocky dude. So.
And he so wasn't like
and back it up.
I'm trying to think of. Well, I'm trying to think of.
He wasn't like an Ori contribution. He was a big country.
Ali?
No disrespect to Ori.
Yeah.
You said
player.
Big country?
Oh, I mean, I was
big contribution.
Oh, I thought big country.
Oh,
he was a big country.
I don't mind.
I don't mind cocky fighters, though, because it makes it more entertaining.
Yeah.
Like Mike Tyson cocky or like
Floyd Mayweather?
Different cockies for sure.
Those are different cockies. Yeah. Like, I like how Mayweather would make himself the villain
mm-hmm.
to make the fight more exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's a genius move. And that's what Ali did.
Yeah.
They just did it differently, where he was just counting his money and doing all this.
Like,
Ali
they all
was
watch
just
wrestling
shit.
And being like, I'm
man,
gonna be
you
the
just
villain.
A chump.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you what time it is. Yeah. And it was just like him doing that in that time period.
Yeah.
It was like
people want him to lose so bad.
Yeah, so you know the whites was like you black bastard. We want you to do it now.
Because he was like, I took it after Gorgeous George, and they was like, oh, you, we love him.
I don't mind any cockiness as long as you back it up.
Yeah.
I don't like if you if you back it up, it's not cocky. I'm just telling you what the hell is gonna happen.
Yeah.
So.
But then Tyson sounded like every dude I was scared of. So I was like, oh, I like him. He's going to win. What did he say? I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you my bitch.
I feel like he got worse once he came out of prison.
Yeah.
That's when his shit talk went to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
what?
I think like as his skills diminished, like his shit talking went up more.
Exactly.
He knew he could never beat Lennox. Because
he didn't talk a lot younger.
Yeah.
He
just handled business when he was young.
Also, cussed like, get in there, get out, we out.
Right.
When everybody died on him, he just like, shit talking.
Yeah.
I don't care. We're done.
I'm going to speak my mind.
Yeah.
I'm a warrior. Give me the mic.
Who's going to tell him no?
Right. Hey, I think it was the very first episode of In Living Color when Keenan does the Mike Tyson
shoulders a little bit.
Dog. He was like, I know, right? Dog, when he did that laugh. Oh, man. I said, yeah, that laugh.
Remember they did the 3 minute and the baby?
Yeah,
3 minute.
They did Ali. David Allen Greer was Ali. Keenan was Tyson.
Was Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
The Sugar Ray character was funny to me, though.
Hilarious. Like,
who played Sugar Ray?
Yeah,
Tommy Davidson.
Mike, you got to give me the beat.
Yeah, very talented.
Man, that dude was super talented.
It wasn't Keenan at that time who played Mike Tyson that second time, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jamie played him one time. Maybe later. But
the 3 minute and the baby was Keenan.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know Keenan did Rick James, then... Keenan did Prince, then Jamie did Prince. So okay, some characters.
Remember when Robert Townsend and Keenan was Prince and Michael Jackson as like cops and partners in crime?
Partners in, yeah.
And they were partnered up? That shit was funny, man.
That was another funny show. Partners in Crime was hella funny.
It was like HBO a buddy cop movie, Michael Jackson and Prince. And they didn't want to be partners.
That's when everybody in Hollywood got together and was like, man, they ain't never going to give us a job.
Yeah. Yep.
He got Cameron, let's go.
Yep.
It was a minute where Keenan lost his balance and he just fell off the screen. And Robert Towns was like, I told you not to wear those shoes. Partners in Crime was my shit.
Yeah. Bentley has this dope picture, bro, of the whole entire cast of that, like in his office.
Really?
And when you
Partners
go
in Crime?
Yeah, and when you go through everybody who was on, you're like, yeah, this is a wall of legends, man. Bro. That's great.
Partners in Crime was my
like
shit.
Like Greg said, it was like all of Black Hollywood was like, who got a camera? We'll meet you at your house.
It's amazing, dog. It's amazing to see that, man.
Whose turn is it?
No segue.
Yeah. I looked.
Whose turn? No segue. Summer's coming, y'all.
Yeah.
Are you ready to unveil your beach bod?
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene products. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And if you grew some winter man tits, the least you can do, is make sure they're hairless. It's time to get ready for a hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code. Shit, what's the code?
Issues.
No, I don't.
It's issues.
It's issues? Okay. It said insert code. And I was like, I don't want to. With the code issues. So with the code issues, you get 20% off plus free shipping.
Come on, baby.
Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. And that kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, and a ton of liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. I love Manscaped. Mm-hmm. I'll be using all the items.
Probably every single day.
I'll be using the trimmers and the toners and the body wash and the shampoo and conditioner. Yes, I use shampoo and conditioner. I'll be shampoo and conditioning my scalp.
Okay.
And I prefer the 2-in-1 because why?
But right, yeah.
Even when it's separate. When I go on the road and it's separate, I shampoo and condition the scalp.
You put them together
and
mix it in.
And I put it in my little cheered. I'll be doing that. And Manscaped, I like the way that stuff smells. Use their lip balm. I'm all in.
It looks good on your bathroom side. You're like, I'm doing it all right.
It's heavy, too. If a intruder break in, you can fight them off like a man.
Hell yeah. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pants, this is the best trimmer on the market. Their trimmer features a ceramic blade designed to cut hair on loose skin and to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology. You can even trim an arrow pointing to the promised land if you're bold enough. Inside the performance package, you'll also find Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. An anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer because we know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing bathing suits all day. No one likes nose hairs, so their package also comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0. You also get two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, that's a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers.
Perfect.
Now, if you're wearing sandals, you need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 nail kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code
issues
at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Insert the code issues at manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles. Yo, they be cooking it up on the copy, man. They be cooking it up. Manscaped, I love Manscaped.
That'd be a goddamn fool. Not to get that.
I'm a fan. I'm about take care of your toes, fellas.
I'm about to try it.
I'm getting in on it.
Try it, because, I'm going to get in on it.
I'm getting on the winter titties that men got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Out here with the chest. Like, loose chest.
I've had mine since last summer.
So.
You was ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, you got to stay in
just
front.
Last summer? Yeah. You got a bra on right now?
Come on,
two summers now. It's been a couple summers.
This is a plethora of summers.
Hot titty summer with Chaz.
Hot titty summer. It has been a couple of those, yes. Yes.
Side boobs. What do y'all prefer, side boobs or under boobs?
Ooh. Side. I'm
sorry.
No, sorry.
Very excited
about it. Side. Not even waiting in line. Side.
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 Ooh,
side.
Yeah, side. I go side. Because, yeah, side.
Oh, man. I'm trying. Is that little thing right there side or over here side?
I'd say the
side.
Not just that little fold up here?
Nah, that don't count.
Crease. Oh, yeah, I'm going side.
It's crease.
Side. Yeah, I'm side.
Bunch of.
Because you get the crease and the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going under.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Are you just going against the grain?
No, because when I see the side, I go, you get more bang for your buck, right? On the side, right? Because you get more city as a side profile because you see less.
Right, yeah.
But that under, I go like, oh, we're so close to that.
Yeah,
it's so right. Close.
You
it's
are
right
close.
There. All they got to do is raise their hand.
Right there.
One hand.
Every time I'm going like,
Professor such and such.
We so close. Under boo, you might get some areola in there. Yeah, like,
that's true.
Your forehead like this.
Yeah. So it's the anticipation.
You know, I'm just like, so we're a cough. You know what I mean? You're a gust of wind.
Yeah.
Oh, right? One deep breath. Yeah.
Right. One false move, we didn't see the area.
There it is.
I don't think women understand the titty don't
count. I'm saying it means.
You saw me see the areola.
Under boob is
special. It doesn't.
What? It don't count. I don't think women get that. I don't think we.
It's what makes.
Oh, yeah, the areola.
Like, that's what we want to see.
I don't know about that. You've never seen a titty without an areola?
Yeah, like, we see that all the same day, every
color?
Day.
Have you? No, I just mean where it's all the same color.
Oh, nipple,
where it's not a big dark circle.
Oh, no, on a Barbie doll.
There's a nipple, but it's just all the same color. You like,
I feel like this. I look at it like this. Let's say a woman is out, no shirt on. Mm-hmm.
Right.
She got the areolas covered up with some starfish.
I don't care.
We see the whole shape of what she got. I feel like I've never seen the topless.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Because the areolas did not make it.
It's like seeing a silhouette.
I've never seen you.
Let
topless.
Me see that.
Like, I had no shirt on. Mm-hmm.
I've seen star areolas and heart shaped areolas
in real life, like the organic ones.
We're talking about pasties.
Wait, what?
Are you talking about the pasties?
I'm talking about the tattoo areolas that they do. Damn, they ain't been on titties like that, huh?
Nah,
shit,
they got.
I mean, I'm just talking about natural. I'm not talking about work down the street and all that.
Made me feel like a titty creep.
I'm gonna hang out with Craig.
You are
on the way, Craig.
The star.
Yeah, if you don't see that, it don't count. Don't count at
all. What you doing, Tony? What side?
Side.
Yeah, side.
Okay. Side is exciting.
Side, man.
The side?
Side is
both
life.
Both are very welcomed.
I don't get as excited about the under.
You don't?
Dude. I don't know what it is.
Chaz's logic.
Yeah,
oh, Chaz's logic. Was on. It was crisp.
Yeah, because right now, swimsuit-wise, that's very popular.
Yeah.
The under boob. Yep, and I'd be like, one more.
I'd be like, jump in the deep
end. One more, one more slip.
It's about that side, though, man.
That side is just.
It's like chicken titties. It's got the little extra rib right there.
It's more meat on that side.
It is. And the side view, you can't. You looking. Under boob, I feel bad for like, I'm staring straight at her. But side boob, you go like.
Titty over there, just hanging out.
Right. I damn near fall like, ooh.
Do y'all think we would care about boobs like that if they were just out all the time?
Yeah,
they out all the time.
I feel like we look at them as often.
Still,
I mean,
we still in society where it's like, like we grew up like in Europe. They don't give a shit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I don't want to lose this excitement.
I don't either. I like it.
I like that America's been tight.
I like being a pervert. I like it.
I don't want to lose this.
I like it.
I just want to be able to compliment.
Yeah,
like you got a nice.
You got a great set.
Yeah,
but here, bitch.
Here's the worst part.
If just you come go to, in like that.
If you go to a nude beach in Europe, where it's like they don't care about it, you'll be messed up. Yeah. It'd be disrespectful titties out there with no clothes on.
It's at the point now.
Disrespectful as far as
like just, sagging.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what terrible. I expected. The new. I right. expect yeah. regular bodies right. at the nude
I didn't.
Beach.
I was excited. We going to a nude beach?
Nah, let's I expect.
Because I like was the one.
I expect real sex season one. Where I was just like, ooh, yeah. real sex, and then it was
real sex.
Real sex. Yeah, that real sex was terrible.
Look out.
It's like now women are wearing clear shirts anyway because you can see titty anyway.
Yeah, it's a sheer shirt. Sheer.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't want to lose the excitement of boobs.
I don't either.
I don't like fake boobs though. I don't like the fake ones. They got to have some natural gravity
weight. It depends.
Some of them look really good.
Yeah.
Look at y'all.
It depends. Because they come a long way. We grew up on Baywatch.
Oh,
that shit
right.
was gross.
And when people do too much. But there are some nice ones that are like, these look
it's
normal.
It's come a long way.
Because
I used to hate them too. When we was, I was like, this is terrible.
They was going
to pop.
An angle could change your whole mind. Oh, wait, where'd that come? That's a real bag right there with water in it.
Exactly. Yep.
You can see that.
It's like, nice angle.
Yeah. Oh no, silly!
But
no.
Like nowadays, they doing great work.
They need to do that with the butts.
Yeah, you know. I think they're doing good, but the problem is they keep getting them too big. That ain't on the doctor. That's on the woman's choice. Stop doctors getting these that don't match.
Took the Hippocratic oath. You're supposed to tell them no. That's your job, doctor.
That shit is ridiculous.
That's like you look great.
Yeah, exactly. I hate BBLs more than boob jobs now.
Oh yeah,
definitely. I'm sick definitely. Of BBLs.
I hate them.
I'm tired of them.
I hate them.
Well, they're getting the same body, man.
Yep.
And it's just ridiculous, and it don't match.
It don't match their legs. It don't. The legs are too skinny.
It's just stupid.
And they don't think about their men when they do this.
No. They haven't.
Because
they haven't
if it's too
nothing.
Big, you ain't really getting to it right. You got more, and it's not like the same way. It's like, no, it's a little bit firmer. So it's like,
You got to lift up and come under. You got a limbo.
The scoop?
with these big fake booties in the way, I would love to see just men's feet trying to get up in there, trying to get the
toes.
Toes is going to be spread. Yeah,
I need
to
step in there.
just a close up of the feet trying to work up in there.
I'm sick
it's funny
of that.
Seeing struggle feet.
Yeah.
It
just
ain't
to see
moving.
Feet with people fighting or
get,
they say
get men, my shower slippers.
They said men are getting BBLs now. I haven't seen that on the court.
No.
But,
I heard the same. And I heard outside of the, we talked about the calf surgery or the knee surgery, whatever, you can become taller. I heard dudes are just getting abs on top of their
knees.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can get the fake abs, and then the dude just had an ass. You got a gut with abs. I said, that's what I'm talking about, buddy.
That's considered BBL, right?
That's what BBL.
It's not quite
What's BBL stand for?
Brazilian
butt lift.
So men are getting butt lifts?
I didn't know that.
Man, he's tripping.
Getting that butt lift.
Like, surgeries is
women like butts, though, man.
Do they not like fake butts, too?
Because
we don't like fake butts.
We'll
yeah,
see.
But you can't have the Kim K back me down on the basketball court. Throw me the ball.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah. Start twerking on you.
Surgery. You can't guard me.
Surgeries have gone too far. They've gone just too far.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
Yeah. It used to just be nose job. Was
boob
it bow tie?
Job,
boob
it.
Job.
Yeah. They get arms, necks.
Yeah. Some people getting their teeth too fake.
Oh, yeah.
Veneers.
Look like dominoes.
Man, heck, big and white.
Come on, man.
it's out of control. And you know what it is? And because I used to be completely anti-surgery. And then I'm like, you know, you listen to people's struggles or whatever. You're like, all right, whatever. My thing is, did you give yourself a chance first? That's where my beef comes in now.
Yeah.
Did you try?
Yeah.
Did you try the gym? Did you try to eat better? Did you try before you just said straight surgery?
Because
some people go straight surgery not realizing, too, you still going
to
have to keep working out.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to keep getting it redone. Or if you don't, if you were lazy, just take the body you got then.
Right.
Because if you're not willing to put in work,
surgery ain't going to do shit.
You're going to keep doing surgery. So
but then you're going to look like.
My thing when people just be like, I'm getting surgery. I'm like, did you try?
Right.
Did you try anything else?
Trying is hard, man.
It is hard.
Trying is hard.
It is hard.
Real talk.
You got to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, Craig.
You got to bet on yourself.
With the glasses on?
Or bet on the MLB because MLB is finally back in full swing, and my bookie is going to be your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. Lock in futures on your favorite club to win the World Series, or take advantage of crazy boosted odds via the MyBookie money bag. MyBookie makes it simple for you to sign up and play. You bet, you win, and they pay. So sign up today at MyBookie and use promo code
Issues 50 to secure first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple. Deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code Issues50 to claim your bonus. Whether you're a diehard or casual fan, simply put, there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
My boogie. Wherever I go, he goes. Yo, Tanisha Turner asks, you guys always look very debonair. However, do you have a favorite suit, style, color? Mm.
It depends on the occasion.
Yeah.
When I get dressed up, like dressed up, I love grays and purples. Like a lavender and gray together on brown skin looks very good. So I would like like a gray suit with like a purple accent and stuff like that. I'm a big fan. But regular clothes, I don't give a shit.
And the season, because
that's true.
A cool cream summer suit, tannish suit, little beige. Says all right.
That's true.
Yep.
That is true.
Can't never go wrong with black.
I love a classic black. Yeah. With a white shirt, just clean black tie.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about dressed up.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm
dressed up.
I'm the same with Craig, just black suit. When we were doing the promo for the Ball Brothers tour, we were looking like the Blues Brothers.
Mm.
And Kev actually got my suit. And I loved the way that suit fit. I was like, man, this is a better fit than I did on the HBO thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I hated the way that suit fit me on HBO. Uh-huh. Couldn't stand it. But the stuff Kev scooped up.
Was it tailor-made to you?
No.
Oh, you didn't get
tailor-made? Neither was tailor-made, but it was just like Kev miraculously just got a better fitting pants and everything. I was like, man, this is... And I'm slimmer now than I was then. So, but I was like, but the black suit, I was like, this.
Could you do a John Wick fight scene in that suit?
You know what? I love the way they look fully fighting in suits.
Yeah.
Because the suits look so crisp.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, how can they even move like that in them suits?
It's the shoes that do it for me. I'm like, damn, you could kick with those?
Right.
Your toes is hurting.
Man.
Damn, it was Jackie Chan movie. It was mad cats in suits coming at him. I'm like, all
was
these cats.
Was it the tuxedo?
No, it was Strike Force. I think it was.
I will say with the shoes, especially dress shoes, if you spend your money, they feel like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Like if you, because I remember I would always, you know, most of us grow up, we go to wherever, get
the
your
mall,
little, go to your
get
little
the
shoes. So then when, you know, I was like, I'm going to buy myself like some real, so I don't have to keep buying them.
Yeah.
And I went to a place and spent money and I was like, these things feel like, they feel great. Well, you know, I still got a deal.
Definitely. Let me
make sure.
Like, let me tell you what I saved.
A shoe outlet place, and they
go.
Was offering like 60% off.
Should've
so
known.
Originally, the shoes were $300, but I only paid.
You have to ask Kim how much you saved, not how much you spent.
I only paid $60 a piece.
Oh, man, look at
but the shoes was $200.
Hey, if you want to get Kim hype,
like, I decided to splurge, so I went to the outlet.
I went to the specific shoe place and was scrounging too. I was all through the back.
Come on.
Hey, and they had a clearance on top of a sale. I said, there you go, right there.
You want to get Keon hype? Ask him about some shoes he got on. Where you get them from? I'm glad you asked. You know, the Nike outlet on up the 5 right after you get over the Grapevine. They got a bin in the back.
When I tell you, I am winless at an outlet.
Yeah,
I am winless.
Are you?
It's because your shoe size, outlet. Right?
What size are you?
I'm a 13.
Are you
they
too
be
picky?
Having, I just don't
no,
be liking what
ours,
they have.
Ours is the worst though. Man. 11 be having way more. 13
I'm
sucks.
Old in 20.
But when you're going, are you purposely going or are you just dropping in?
Yeah, you got to just drop in.
If you drop in, that's when you do it.
Yeah. I've done both.
Where
I'll
you go?
Drop
what
in.
Outlets you go to? Though.
Whatever outlets is on the outskirts of society around here. I just, even when like I'm on a road trip or whatever, I go in. Yeah. Like, what they got up in here? It'd be shit.
Trash.
Yeah. Man.
Unless you get in a sweatsuit or a t-shirt.
Right. I'll find some good workout pants or something in there. Like a, you know.
They don't. It depends when you go and where you go. Because if you go to like the one out the 5, right when you get past Grapevine, ain't as popular.
Oh,
yet.
T-E-J-O-N.
Yeah, that one, they have some good stuff up in there.
Yeah, they do.
But it's still kind of sporadic.
That
the one,
kind of
the one in Commerce, terrible.
Is that the Camazon one?
I've never even been to that one. I always look at it, though.
Yeah. The one right off the 10?
Is that one? No, not that one.
City of Commerce.
That's terrible. Camazon is further out.
Oh, no, Camazon further out. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
That.
All the
bad?
Time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just go there for socks.
But the one going to Bakersfield is cool. Because I always stop by that Cotton On in there.
Yes.
I like Cotton On.
Is that the Camarillo?
I shop at Cotton On.
Man, they be having, if you stop at the outlets though, like all the shirts are five, all the jeans are like 10.
Look at his eyes, dude.
I told you, juice, man.
About to ride the Baker Street.
I like Cotton On.
Because people be on me like, hey, man, you always, I'm like, I ain't spending no money, man.
I'm glad you
know how to do it. But you know what's funny? My mom, her job, she's a buyer.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So she's been working at the power plant for since I was a kid, but she buys all the parts and everything. So she, we grew up always pricing three different things, getting the best deal, blah, blah, because that's what she does.
Right.
So we always looking for something. Because it's always out. That's the thing. It's always there, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's that always deal. There.
You've been in it since you had to call up and ask them. You can't just look on the phone and be like, oh, that's right.
No. And then and once I know I can get it for this, I can't go back to, you know, the other price. So, like, even with the J's, if dude don't offer me the deal, I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah.
I already got it for this. Why would I do more? That don't make sense.
Now, I can't do second market J's. I can't do
StockX,
where, like, if you don't get them the day of.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to charge. Yeah, $600, $700.
Like, you got to pay for them. I'm like, I can't.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm good.
Alone. Are you teaching your kids that?
It's
not
along.
A bad thing. I'm
generational.
Get over here.
Because they got their little piggy bank and stuff, especially Keelan, because he wants stuff, and he think money grow on trees. So I'm saying, you got your little money. How much would that be if you want to? Oh, so you telling me if I have this, I can get two of these? Versus, I'd be like, yeah, man.
Kids be looking at money differently when it's their own money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you care about the price. Right, I remember that with the Baker Boys. They'd be like, yo, Dad, let's get this. And now that they got their own money, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to get the, you're thinking differently now.
I like the Chucks. The Chucks look real nice right now.
Oh,
I don't know
about the Bronx. You like the J's.
Right. Yeah. Vans look better on them.
Right.
They don't fit nice, but you can match them with a lot of stuff.
Right. Chaz, what you going with the suit look?
Well, I probably wouldn't do a suit. I'd probably do some kind of dope jacket. Mm. I'd probably do some kind of like... whether like a gray, I'm a fan of gray also. So maybe some.
When
gray.
You say jacket, is it a what do you call them?
Suit jacket,
blazer? Jacket?
Blazer. Is it a blazer?
No, no, like a real jacket, like a real leather kind of jacket.
Okay,
and a leather jacket.
Probably like a leather jacket, like a really dope leather jacket.
Long.
Yeah, it's gonna be
trench.
Not trench, but like a
long sleeve.
Not quite like. Like if I had to pick like those you know, like they had like those World War II bomber jackets, right?
Yeah, okay.
I would do that and
with a tie.
I'd probably do something mad casual underneath because the jacket's fire. So I'd probably do like a polo hoodie with the polo bear doing something crazy.
Wait,
stupid.
Where are we? Oh, I thought we were talking about dressing
you're
up.
You're not getting into the restaurant.
Yeah, we're just right back about to regular
dress. This is me dressing up.
I thought you were going sleeveless leather jacket like Dwayne.
this is me dressing up. And then.
We're right back to Chaz's regular stuff.
Like going out Monday.
I thought we were getting dressed.
I did.
Chaz is going to have to wait in the car.
But the jacket's expensive. That's an $800 jacket we're talking about.
That's what you're telling the door, man.
We dressing up.
The hoodie's $100.
We're going to a dinner.
That's a $100 hoodie I'm talking about.
The bear is in the suit up top. We didn't get to the bottom yet.
You put a bear on the tie.
I'm saying.
You sound like every dude.
You used to wear ties, man.
I did.
You hate them now?
For fun. So you can't get dressed up.
I don't hate them now. I just go like, I did it.
That was a phase.
That's hilarious.
That was my tie phase.
Yeah, I did it. I did it, and it was fun. And I would match it with hats, and I would match it with stuff, and it was fun.
So if you had to get dressed,
so you going to a dinner?
You going to the Oscars?
I have to wear a suit.
Yeah,
you going to the Oscars?
You getting dressed up?
Well, see, here's the thing. If I have to go to the Oscars, I'm gonna fuck. I feel like wearing.
No.
But if you're saying we have to wear a suit, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, so we have to wear. We have to get dressed up.
I'd let you pick out my suit, guys. But I look nice.
He's wearing a polar bear shirt.
A bear is gonna show up.
Yeah. I would wear one of those suits that have some horrible print on the outside, right?
And
just making a mockery of whatever.
Exactly.
Moya wanna know what we eating for dinner.
Now, shit, I might have a biscuit burger if
you can one. What's up, Kiana? You got biscuit burgers.
To be being honest, I'm not so sure.
You got biscuit
man.
Burger sliders? I'm in this piece.
Ooh. I think I'm going to do the sliders, bro.
Hey, dog, don't do that shit without me, bro. You got to wait.
But I want to put the meat on the grill, though.
Just wait till like, we
what
get
kind
back.
Of biscuits you going to use?
I want the thicker ones. Yeah,
you want the grands?
The flaky grands?
Ooh, the flaky grands are solid.
Those aren't big enough.
Oh, you want a wide?
You want a homestyle? Those are
the biggest homemade you can buy, though. Yeah, bigger than that, you want to make them.
I don't want the flaky. I want the
Thicker one.
Yeah.
You want the one with the rough tops?
Yeah.
You want to make those. You know what I'm talking about? The tops, they look like rocks.
Yeah. I might look up a place that I can get biscuits from, and I just make the burger.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Because I need a fresh biscuit.
Yeah, I want a biscuit, like, for real.
Big biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, I might even freaking do a sweet potato.
There's these biscuits in New York I love from Peace Food, and they big, and they look like big rocks. And every time I go to New York, I'll be like,
you said from Peace Food?
Peace Food.
I don't like when they put too much salt on the biscuit.
No.
Some put too much. You can taste like, hey, man, you overdid this.
I like a honey biscuit.
Honey
biscuit?
I don't want a honey biscuit.
It might be fire, though.
I say that now.
A honey biscuit burger?
A Popeye's biscuit with the burger.
It might be fire.
It has to be a slider.
A slider. Either you got to get the biscuit from the Popeyes in New Orleans, because you can't get them in Cali. They
heard
they
different the Popeyes.
What you mean you can't get them in Cali?
You can get them, but you ain't gonna be able to eat that thing.
They said the Popeyes in New Orleans tastes different than
it's
everywhere else.
Ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. It is,
and I never go.
Yeah,
but because I was
gonna put
acne.
That to the test.
I went twice, and I was like, yeah, everything delicious.
They got grits. Like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be. New Orleans at the Popeyes
grits.
Yeah.
Not no more.
Well, so they had the fried.
They had
chicken.
Everything. They used to have all those side order stuff. Like, they had the onion rings still.
Onion rings? I never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Popeye's used to have killer onion rings.
What?
And then they stopped having them everywhere. And I went to New Orleans. And they like, should I get the onion rings? Yeah, baby, we got them onion rings for you. I said, okay.
Popeye's got the best sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got red beans and rice. They got dirty rice. Yeah. They got all that shit.
They got
right
the gallon of the iced tea. What you mean? That's the best side on there.
They fries good, too. Popeye's got good fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iced tea, McDonald's makes some good sweet tea.
In California?
Yeah.
I ain't had McDonald's sweet tea.
It's been so
I ain't been to McDonald's.
Let me tell y'all something. You gotta taste for some sweet tea. I remember I got hooked on it for like 1 week.
Really?
And I was like, man, this shit is mad. I got fat quick. I was like, damn, I was strung out on the sweet tea.
You guys need a little sip.
It was perfect.
One more sip.
Come on, Tony, you got kids. Your kids are crying in the backseat. Dad, don't do this.
You got kids. I always got to add extra ice and let it melt down. It'd be strong.
You do the sugar hill?
I'm sorry, baby.
Too sweet for you?
It'd be too sweet. I got to let it water down a little bit.
It's soft, Craig.
You soft.
Take that sugar to
let it sit outside for a minute.
Man, why do you do that now? It didn't used to do that. Sugar goes straight to the teeth now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got old when, it just sits when cold water hit my mouth different. I was like, oh, we're here.
Room temperature water.
Yeah, hey, I said, this is really cold.
Just got putting this lip down the water.
Yeah, my whole face went numb.
My teeth always been soft. I was like, I can't.
That was the first time. I said, hey.
I don't know what happened.
Dallas D asks, what's Dallas a show D? Or movie you grew up with that you don't want to go back and watch now because you think it won't hold up?
Surf Ninjas.
all that's going to be trash. Three Ninjas, Surf Ninjas. Yeah,
it was trash to begin with.
Oh, well, you was older than
bro.
Look out, man.
It was trash.
It was great. Like I said, I thought The Mighty Ducks was good. Them movies are terrible.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Are they terrible? Even the first one?
The first one's
okay.
Right,
I'm going with Soul Man.
She's Soul.
That's getting the network shut down.
Yep. Soul Man.
Hey, I got to go with the A-Team.
Like the original A-Team?
The original A-Team, not that movie, the original one. They never hit nobody.
No.
Every bullet hit the ground.
It's like G.I. Joe, man.
Yeah, the cartoon.
It was always missing. Always, nobody ever got
it. Like, don't even run. What are we doing?
And they never had to come together to get their truck shipped wherever they went.
Yeah, they just showed up.
Up in the truck. Yep. Wait, how are we in Hawaii with the truck?
The plane comes together.
And they always saving somebody in need, so they didn't have the money to pay for it.
Right. And it was pre-social media, pre-pagers. Mm. How was they finding the A-Team? If you can find them, they'll help you. How you finding them? They didn't start the episode with no letter or nothing. They just be like, I found Hannibal.
Why did B.A. keep hanging out with him after they kept drugging him?
Every time. They drugged him episode. Every time to get him on.
Every episode. And he said, like, what are we doing tomorrow, guys?
And what did his van? It was his van. They used to do him
they
dirty.
They did him dirty.
You don't want to fly.
Young Jesus says Three Ninjas still slaps. No, the fuck it does
Three
not.
Three Ninjas does not.
No, it does not.
It never slapped.
It was awful.
It never slapped.
Yeah. The last thing I saw about it is some kid got up and dunked, and I was like, no.
Three Ninjas kick back.
Yeah,
all trash. But I used to play that for the boys. I would put it on and be like, oh, all right, three ninjas got it.
Air Bud. But that,
oh yeah, I never like got it, into it to begin with.
About the dog that went to the NBA, or
yeah,
some
went
shit?
To the NBA, then he went to the Major League Baseball. He played for the Angels. It was a lot.
Yeah, they kept going.
Yeah,
he played hockey.
It was like Air Bud wide receiver.
Yeah,
like golden receiver, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I always like how they instituted the new rule. Well, since he is a mascot, he could play. No, he can't.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff don't hold up because your logic is just different.
Right.
Like Sandlot holds up.
Yeah, it does.
That's a Sandlot.
Oh, yeah, Sandlot.
Because it was just kids outside. There wasn't nothing ridiculous.
Yeah, that really, exactly what it was.
Like, when I watched Mighty Ducks, I'm like, I'm paying attention to what they're saying and stuff. Yeah. He was like, Gordon, you scored 199 goals. I was like, in 15 games? This nigga's scoring 17 goals a game? Who's doing this?
And why is he playing for y'all?
Who's doing this?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if
a lot of them comedies don't be holding up either.
I don't know if New York Undercover holds up.
Oh, it definitely doesn't.
No, I watched
New York Undercover.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. I don't think it holds up. I used to love New York Undercover.
I think I watched that in
that
the
whole
early 2000s.
Thursday block with Martin Living Single and New York Undercover. Man, I was locked soon. Yep.
So you don't see detectives going to an upscale, high end club with the biggest star in the world singing in front of them in front of the small crowd.
They never get recognized as cops, and they always going undercover in the same borough.
No, and no mask, no nothing, no disguise,
nah,
nothing.
None
just,
of that.
No hat. They didn't even put a hat on. It was just Malik
Yoko.
Just Malik Yoko. Yeah.
New York Undercover will probably be something.
But I'd take New York Undercover over 21 Jump Street back then.
Oh, yeah.
I was always like, really?
Because they looked 40.
These grown ass people.
They looked 40.
Johnny Depp looked young, though. And Holly Robinson.
Holly Robinson looked young. Johnny Depp looked like he was held back four times.
The little heavy set one. I was like, you stay away from my daughter.
Peter DeLuise.
Yeah. Nah. He just got it because his daddy.
Yeah. I don't know, though. The Vietnamese dude might have been able to pull off some high school.
You don't really got your swag down like that yet in high school. So they had a little bit too much going.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, stay the hell away
from
my daughter.
They was the coolest of the cool kids in high school.
What else we mentioned? I've been watching everything, rewatching everything because, you know, my kids. So we showing them all this, and they love it.
No, yeah.
And me and Cotty be like, what the hell is this? I thought it was good. Like, I swear it was good. And I was like, what the hell is she? Because we was excited to show them Heavyweights is still hilarious.
Oh, Heavyweights. That holds up. Heavyweights is great.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
what?
Tony, it's great. Man.
Goonies.
Ben Stiller is
Goonies.
Great.
I saw Goonies finally.
Yeah. Oh.
Finally?
Yeah.
You're a man now. You're welcome.
I watched Goonies. I watched Sister Act 2.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen Sister Act 2 till last year?
I saw Sister Act 2 like 3 weeks ago.
I felt something right there.
I don't know how. I just never got around to Sister Act 2.
That come on TNT. I might have to stop and sit
No, down that's for. Not wild, Young Deuces. I'm reading the comments. He said Family Matters. If you watch the early ones,
oh yeah,
they still funny.
Yeah.
Once Urkel got ridiculous,
once they took over,
it's not funny. Yeah.
I feel like once he got in the house, I don't know what season that was.
But when he was young, I watched him a little bit. The stuff he said and did.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious.
Dude, he would go one-on-one with the tent.
Even when it was fresh, though, I turned my back on Family Matters.
When it got ridiculous,
the hold up for me, I know it won't hold up because I left even when it was fresh.
Yeah. Like season three, you was gone?
So, yeah, same with like Full House and stuff. It just got too sappy.
I never liked Full House.
I never liked Full House.
I like Full House in the first
I got to go back to Boy Meets World and see if that's true.
Corey just, he was a whiny bitch.
He was.
He was.
But that's what made me like his dad.
His dad was cool.
Alan was one of my favorite TV dads because he'd be like, knock that bullshit off.
I like
that. Yeah. I remember he whined because he didn't want to he didn't want to help him. Him and Topanga got married. Mm. They moved into the apartment and the apartment was bullshit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you need to come help me because I'm a son. He was like, you decided to get married.
Right.
You decided to get your ass in there and fix your wife's sink. Like, basically, I'm not bailing you out no more, bro. And I was like,
you watched for a long time, kid.
I did.
They got married. I was like, they got married. They were just in middle school.
I've never seen Boys Versus World.
Boy Meets World.
Never seen it.
Did you watch the reboot they did? Did you do Girl Meets World?
Man Meets World.
Not because all the people we grew up
in.
Who's playing? They're playing parents. Tia and Tamara playing parents. Like all the people we grew up in are now all the parents, but I don't watch none of it.
Yeah.
I think Raven Simone's a parent now.
Yeah.
Like
I didn't watch the black reboot of The Wonder Years because it was like in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's racism right around every commercial.
Now, I will say some of the stuff that my kids watch on the Disney or the Nickelodeon, some of them shows are funny. Like, I can overhear some of the jokes. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, they're writing this for the parents.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's hilarious.
Well, Disney always wrote stuff for the parents. They never, kids just like
but
the visuals.
Watching my kids do it, and they literally like, like, Keelan, like, he laughs hard. Like, Keelan slapping the floor, tears coming out. He'd be dying. When he laughs, he laughs.
Enjoys it. Okay.
And it makes me laugh. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, what happened? Like, yesterday, he was like, Dad, I almost threw up today. I said, what happened? I thought something was wrong with lunch. He's like, I almost threw up at lunch. I said, what happened? He's like, my friends just couldn't stop. I was eating, he made me laugh, and I started choking. And I almost threw up. I was crying.
He's at the best age. Yeah.
And I said, what? Seven? But here's the thing. Yeah. I said, what did he say? He kept saying, SpongeBob had a pineapple booty.
Always come back to the butt.
I was like, that's what was killing me. Pineapple butt.
Hey, that would work though. I like that.
They had seven.
Pineapple booty. Oh man,
your son is really the best confidence for comedy. He just laugh. He the one you want to have. He the one get everybody in trouble in class.
They be laughing
in the back. Say it to Keelan.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple booty.
Pineapple
everybody
booty
to the principal's office.
I was expecting something else. Yeah. Like he said, pineapple.
But that's
butt.
That's 7-year-old genius right there. Yeah. That's 7-year-old genius.
That fit right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was killing. He was in Lemon Color right there. He was like, yeah, I like that. Mom, I killed today.
Okay, Nana P got one of these questions, the hypothetical joints.
Nana P be having. Is it a two-parter?
It's a two-parter.
I hadn't met. Okay. Well, Nana P be killing the two-parter.
I'm out after this one.
All right.
You're not up to this one?
No, I said I'm out after this one.
Nana P, Tony gets kidnapped.
Oh.
A ransom list is sent to U4. To get him back, U4 have to each give up the same body part, either a leg, 8 fingers, nose, or a full arm. This has to be a unanimous decision. You all do it. Tony comes back unharmed. One refusal. Tony comes back with no legs.
Wait.
If we don't do it, he comes back with no legs.
If somebody refuses, I come back with no legs.
Yeah. But if we do it, like how many fingers?
Eight fingers.
Eight fingers?
Too many. That's all of them.
Yeah, you just got thumbs.
Yeah, I just seen that dude.
It could be either a leg, you could do eight fingers,
smoking weed
full
with the
arm.
Two fingers. I seen him.
I'm not holding the mic, but this is weird. But how y'all doing out there?
That's your two fingers you got left. So you
that's
just
what
like
I'm
let me get these two.
Hi, two, be, baby.
They could be like, we're gonna cut off all eight of these and just
you
give
got
these thumbs left.
Just walk around all day.
Yeah.
How y'all doing out there?
Where they cutting your legs off though? From the kneecap or all the way at the torso?
I don't know. I ain't got no legs.
So she said either 8 fingers, an arm, or what?
So you can do a leg, 8 fingers, nose, or a full arm.
And if he refuses, Tony comes back with no legs.
I'll come back legless.
I feel like, just knowing Tony, he'd be like, man, I ain't having y'all give up.
Yeah.
No, I want my legs.
Oh, shit. I was going to go with you. Like, hey, man.
I feel like he would be, like, legs me, I'd be like, nah, I'll just
I would feel
legs.
Terrible that y'all had to lose pieces. And then I come back fresh.
Full hole.
Yeah. I'm like, he's a stand-up. He needs legs.
Nah, I'm trying to kill him.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, I'd be mad if he came back all the way home.
No feet? No toes?
An ear was in there?
It's no, either nose. A leg, 8 fingers, nose, or a full arm.
A leg. We lose a leg?
When she specifies full arm, I'm assuming it's not full leg.
Because
I could do a prosthetic knee down.
Knee down?
You know what I'm saying?
Is it a full leg?
I don't think you can lose a full leg?
You know, I think we should decide.
You can.
I think Tony should just have to lose them legs, bro. That's a lot for us.
I'm like, I'm counting body parts here.
Yeah,
like,
talking that's 24 feet. We're talking about four eight. Legs compared to two.
That's just two.
Yo,
that's
trash,
four.
Man.
Yeah.
A nose. A nose is the centerpiece of your face.
Oh, yeah, you can't do the nose.
Can't lose my nose.
Can't do the nose.
That's a wrap. I have a big
if
nose.
If it's half,
you can lose the nose.
If it's
nose?
Half a leg, I can do that.
Y'all don't need the nose.
Well, what's half from the kneecap down?
If it's Lieutenant Dan style, I can do that.
She said full leg.
Full leg.
I can do a full leg.
Damn. Hey,
we take turns pushing you around.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Tony to come back whole and feel bad.
I'll put ramps at the house.
Oh, I'd be resentful. I'd be resentful as hell if I ain't had no fingers.
I think I would have a problem.
We got young kids.
Watching him run around while we sitting here.
Like, how you feel, Tony?
I would come out and lose the piece with y'all. Knowing me.
Now you better do something.
You better be whole as hell.
Well, then what y'all want?
You better go be an Olympic runner.
How you gonna have resentment?
You better be great on them legs.
You better start sprinting.
I'm trying to match y'all.
You gotta work out. You have the buffest legs I've ever seen.
You goddamn right. You do squats
every day.
Every day.
We want you kicked up.
No buns gonna be beefy and hot, buddy. Believe that.
All legs. All above the knee. In the winter, above the knee.
You gonna have no arms. Crazy thighs.
Never sitting. Never sitting down. You can't sit down ever.
What you losing?
And I'd rather lose an arm than two legs.
I don't lose an arm.
I don't know.
I can still. That's. I think it's less hassle on your day to day with one arm compared to one leg.
You
that's
ever tried to pick up something with one arm? Mm.
Nah, yeah. I would rather lose an arm than a leg.
No,
it's a lot easier to get around with one arm than
She's talking about the whole leg.
The whole leg, man. Even if you lost your calf down, that's the part you walk on.
Yeah, I can still go get a snack in the middle of the night easy with one arm.
One arm? I can still carry most of my groceries up.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. One arm strong, baby.
What are you carrying?
Whatever.
What about the water?
Watermelon.
What about the water?
I put that pack here.
You can still do stand up.
Use my hand.
I can still please.
You can still do some leverage.
Your stroke ain't gonna be the same with one leg.
Your stroke gonna be the same with one arm.
I'm telling you, I still got this. I can still be rooted. You know what I'm saying? I'm rooted. My ground.
So
I'm rooted.
You losing arm?
Well, first I would decide with them.
Oh yeah, y'all gotta come.
First I was like, hey guys, Tony would have a great life with no legs. Let's talk about that first. His quality of life.
Yeah.
We have to move him out that house because he got stairs out there. So we got to talk about a place that has one floor.
Then we
get him a nice chair.
So wait, y'all letting me come back? Come
on, we're talking.
I need Craig more involved. But he wrote my legs
off.
He's listening
because he got company. The cat's got the upstairs.
I'm just saying, we can always get, and then the cars have come a long way where. You don't need a seat anymore. You can put your wheelchair in there, and that's your
and you
seat
can drive
now.
All the handles with your fingers.
Yeah, dog.
He still got all 10 of them.
He doesn't need his legs at all to get around anymore. That's a very nice quality of life.
You got to go check on him because, you know.
We go check on him again. Yeah. He's got a lot of good upper body strength. He can go to the
bathroom. His shoulders are strong.
So that's just
gym workouts would be faster. You don't have to do legs.
Skip the whole thing. Save a lot of time. On them walks, you can do it on your hands.
He walks. He does love walking.
But he can walk on his hands.
He'll wear shorts more often.
Right? Show them nubs off.
Show them nubs off.
It's just a possibility, Tony. We're just talking about options.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just an option. I need a decision, man. They over
arms.
They got me here.
I don't know about the arms. That's
I know.
They got me here. Eight fingers, though.
I can't eat.
Eight fingers is
too
much.
That's a no.
So that's like, even if you.
Eight fingers and a nose is a no.
If I do.
And like, what if they only leave these and we got to be this nigga? We got to be for the rest of our life. Eight.
That's all we got.
Eight fingers is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's too many.
Can't do it, Tony. Can't do it.
Craig's our spokesperson.
I knew Craig couldn't do it.
Well, it doesn't matter then. We can't come to an agreement.
We can't come to an agreement. It's like a jury.
Yeah, blame me.
Oh, well, shit. It's on Craig. I tried. I was willing to give up.
Tony,
man.
Can't do it.
Every time I see him, be like, hey, you know, it's Craig's fault.
We
man.
Do not negotiate.
I'd be like, Tony, we come from a long line of fathers. You know I would do that for you, man.
Y'all trash.
I was ready to give up my arm.
I wouldn't want to put that on you. I know how you feel.
I just wasn't weighing options, bro. I just wanted to talk about it. But we talked about a good quality of life for you with no legs.
Nah, man, look out, man.
I was willing.
Y'all out of my life.
Just for the record,
once
you
I come back legless, y'all are out of my life.
I was willing to give up an arm.
Unfollowed.
First of all, if I ask you, Tony, would you want us to do that? I know you.
He said, y'all not talking.
He'd be like, nah.
Y'all not
talking.
Don't
do that. My original was
don't
that.
Don't do that.
First of all,
how did you get kidnapped? Why you even get you?
I don't
you
know.
What did you do?
But you got caught. That's your fault.
Yeah, we had nothing
to do with that. We told you stop walking down
doing
the street. FaceTiming yourself all on IG, trying to get your followers.
Get his leg
in the community and got kidnapped.
So now they're asking which part would we give up? I'd give up some toes.
You give an ear.
I give up eight toes in a heartbeat.
Eight toes?
No, not eight toes.
If you got to give up eight. I give up eight toes for eight fingers.
I'm not walking off balance.
But.
Just feeling
I got a solid ear for you, bro.
I'd give up like a half a foot.
Oh.
You got my eyebrows, Tony.
Eyebrows?
Just go. Look at Craig.
I'd give up a foot for eyebrows, honestly.
I would give my ear for you, Tony.
Yeah, man.
I give up
ear. My ear all day.
I don't want the ear.
A whole ear.
You got my ear all day.
I don't want nothing on the face.
I'd give up two pinkies. I give up
two pinkies. Is a good deal.
Okay.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Two pinkies for the homies.
Yeah, I would definitely be trying to negotiate. Yeah. We'd be like, hold on. Yeah. Listen, if we all give up two, you got eight fingers.
Exactly.
That's I mean, what you want?
Y'all
then,
trash,
oh, then we
man.
Can pick the
I
finger.
Gave up this neck roll. But y'all got that, bro.
Just throw it off. Stick it against the wall.
Trash. There you go, buddy.
Kente, where can the people find you, man? I'm in the wheelchair.
At Contagious on everything. KenteGious on everything. Or just put Kente Scott in Google. Can't get no day job or an interview call back on my resume with that name, but I can always get my website, and I'm the first one to pop up.
The first Kente.
There it
is. At Craig Wayans on everything. And I'm going to take my answer back because Sandy deserves better than that.
Oh, no.
Miss Baker be coming through. I don't know if she's in there. I was just thinking. I might be coming through sometimes with good messages when you need them. So I wouldn't want her to do that.
Because she's going to turn her back on you once my legs
I think she'd even still be like, it's all right.
No,
she understands.
She's going to be zero on the speaking for me. She's wheeling me around.
I told her not to.
Miss Sandy, I was willing to give an arm. I put that out there.
Two pinkies, though.
Two pinkies is a good deal.
That is a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Let the record reflect.
I gave up in
if
here.
If one of
also.
Them was kidnapped, I'm giving up pieces.
No.
Eight fingers?
No, I don't want y'all
giving up
shit
a,
for me.
I'm giving
what
up
you
an
giving
arm.
Up? An arm?
No. Yeah.
Right
I'm
or
going
left?
With the arm.
The arm is I can live a good quality life with my arm.
Let the record reflect.
I'm cool with the arm.
We couldn't come to agreement because Craig was like, no.
Craig said no.
So I changed my answer just now.
Well, we already voted. He's already coming. He already wheeled back in.
That's
like,
what I already said. Hey,
what you lose?
Tony, because I would think about Miss Baker and be like, no, Miss Baker, like, I couldn't do that.
So what do you
know how you really feel?
I'm giving up a leg.
We all have
see,
to give
we agree
on the part.
I don't
want
to give up.
We got to agree on the part, too.
I'm going to give up whatever y'all want to give up.
There you go. Arm?
It's for Miss Baker.
Come on, Kente. Come on, man. Arm, man.
This shoulder done anyway. You can handle
that. We'll
give
the other one.
I got a cool tattoo on this one.
This show, they can have this one.
I mean, I my arm, too.
I give
this
up.
This one's horrible.
I don't want to be the one that Tony be looking at like this.
Oh, yeah, I give up on that. I'll definitely be
in that chair. Kente. Run, Kente. He's downhill.
He's I'm going to roll up on you literally. Kente Scott.
I just see him in the beginning of the stage when you come out. And he's just there like, this improvement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chaz, when?
I'm on the YouTube at Chaz Rogers with me and Dion Locke have a podcast, Locke Ronnie and Chaz. We're doing pretty good, doing some numbers on there.
Mm-hmm.
So please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm Chaz Rogers, if I didn't say that already, and Instagram and all that good stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
Live is at 5-ish?
I've been working too much to go live in a while. But yes, that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
KeonPoli.com on everything for my show dates, all that stuff. Check out Brutally Honest. It's on my YouTube page. Me, Keenan Baker, Gary Anderson. And you guys have been asking. I finally have the date. Keon's All-Star Teams comes back May 25th on the Kev on Stage app. It is back May 25th. Look out for that. And I need to see it.
Remember those big Ready t-shirts I keep hearing about?
You're right.
I meant to bring them.
I meant to at least bring them.
Where we getting those at?
I got them at the crib. I have to wait till next
They should
Tuesday.
Be in your trunk at all times.
Where can they get those from?
Chaz.shop. Okay. Chaz.shop. Thank you.
Big Ready. You can find me.
Find me.
In St. Louis. Kansas City, Missouri this weekend. Five shows.
For the last time.
I'm going to Kansas City.
3 years in a row.
I gave you bastards
has
a second
it got
chance.
Better?
You got three chances.
I haven't gotten... Well, no, the second time was good. And then the third time... Well, The first time was whatever. The second time was better.
I was second time, right?
But the second time was still like... Yeah, you were there for the second time, but... The second time compared to the first time, the second time was an improvement.
Okay.
But this so I was like, but now this time, last count was trash. I haven't got a new count since Wednesday, so I don't know what it is. But I'm
assuming since last Wednesday?
Yeah. They usually send me the counts on Wednesday.
Well,
unless I hit up the club direct for the counts.
I'm sure a lot has changed
in
the week.
Kansas City is ashy. This is last time. I'm coming, though. You know, we're going to be out there. 5 shows. I'm going to give you 100%.
I'll be there.
But just know, behind my eyes, last time.
You're going to be the Tony with no legs behind my eyes.
I'm going to come up there in a wheelchair.
That would be funny if you put us up, Kansas City.
This is what you did to me.
5 shows this weekend. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes of that drop every Wednesday. So tune in to Verbal Cardio. Also, if you're in the LA area, my birthday show at Flappers will be May 29th.
Yeah, I'm up in there.
So pull into that.
We'll be there too.
It's for my birthday month, so I don't want y'all confused and think I'm a Gemini.
You're not performing.
I'm a Taurus. But yeah, so we appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Chatsworth. And yeah.